So far, so good. Final Poems, 2014 to 2018. By Ursula K. Le Guin. D. B. 94575. Copyright 2018 by the Ursula K. Le Guin Estate. Read by Jill Ferris. This book contains 89 pages. Approximate reading time, 1 hour, 5 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to, at level 1, the acknowledgments, table of contents, parts, and biography. At level 2, the poems and sections in the parts. And at level 3, the poems in the sections. Library of Congress Annotation. A collection of poetry from the award-winning author's final years. In these poems, she reflects on her life and the mysteries that lie beyond while facing mortality. 2018. From the book jacket. Legendary author Ursula K. Le Guin was lauded by millions for her groundbreaking science fiction novels, but she began as a poet. Le Guin wrote across genres her entire career, and poetry was a cardinal mode of expression, offering a path that led readers to discover her voice at close, intimate range. In this clarifying and sublime collection, completed shortly before her death in 2018, Le Guin is unflinching in the face of mortality and full of wonder for the mysteries beyond. Redolent of the lush natural beauty of the Pacific Northwest, with rich sounds playfully echoing myth and nursery rhyme, So Far So Good lovingly pays tribute to the memories, friendships, and timeless questions that comprised a spectacular and generous life. With profound wisdom and tenacious levity, a true literary hero bookends a long, daring, and prolific career. About the author. Ursula Kroeber Le Guin, 1929 to 2018, was a celebrated and beloved author of 21 novels, 11 volumes of short stories, 4 collections of essays, 12 children's books, 6 volumes of poetry, and 4 books of translation. The breadth and imagination of her work earned her 5 Nebulas and 5 Hugos, along with the Penn Melamed and many other awards. In 2014, she was awarded the National Book Foundation Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters, and in 2016, joined the short list of authors to be published in their lifetimes by the Library of America. Other books by Ursula K. Le Guin. Fiction. Rokanan's World. Planet of Exile. City of Illusion. A Wizard of Earthsea. The Left Hand of Darkness. The Tombs of Atuan. The Lathe of Heaven. The Farthest Shore. The Dispossessed. The word for world is forest. Very far away from anywhere else. Malafrena. The Beginning Place. The Eye of the Heron. Always Coming Home. Sea Road. The Hanu. The Telling. 4 Ways to Forgiveness. Unlocking the Air. Tales from Earthsea. The Other Wind. Gifts. Voices. Powers. Lavinia. Nonfiction. Dancing at the Edge of the World. The Wave in the Mind. Steering the Craft. Words Are My Matter. No time to spare. Poetry, Wild Angels, Walking in Cornwall, chapbook, Tilly and Tillisauce, chapbook with Theodora Kroeber, Hard Words, In the Red Zone, chapbook with Hank Pander, Wild Oats and Fireweed, No Boats, chapbook, Blue Moon Over Thurman Street, with Roger Dorband. Going Out with Peacocks, 60-odd, Incredible Good Fortune, Finding My Elegy, New and Selected Poems, Late in the Day, Poems, 2010 to 2014. Translation, Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching. Selected Poems of Gabriela Mistral. Acknowledgements. Ursula sent off her revised manuscript for So Far So Good for copy editing on January 15, 2018. She died January 22nd. This book, then, is the last collection of her poetry she would edit. It is her farewell. In creating these poems, Ursula worked in the illimitable space of her own imagination, yet always grounded and surrounded by her family and friends, by Charles most of all, by her children and grandchildren, Elizabeth, Lyra, Theo, Nancy, India, Isabel, Chip, Caroline, Rick. By Vonda, Catherine, Katie, Mo, and George, and his oatcakes. By the poetry group, Barbara, Bette, Jeanette, Carrie, Molly, Noel. Through which many of these poems passed in the process of coming to completion. And, of course, by Pard. Bringing this book through to its final form has been the work of many hearts and hands, including Ginger Clark and Michael Wiegers, and John Pierce at Copper Canyon Press. And it seems fitting to acknowledge Ursula's gratitude for the gift of words, a gift she never took for granted over a long lifetime. These words of hers, never wholly hers, that now she gives to you. Caroline Le Guin, March 2018. Contents. Observations, including Little Grandmother, page 5. Words for the Dead, page 6. McCoy Creek Cattle, page 7. Merlin, page 8. All Saints, All Souls, page 9. McCoy Creek Wind, page 10. Six Quatrains, page 11. Incantations, including Come to Dust, page 15. On Second Hill, page 16. Lullaby, page 17. To the Rain, page 18. Travelers, page 19. Meditations, including There Was a Jar in Oregon, page 23. The Fine Arts, page 24. An Autumn Reading, page 25. There is always something watching you, page 26. Outsight, page 27. Lesser Senses, page 28. A Cento of Scientists, page 29. How It Seems to Me, page 30. Elegies, including It used to be, page 33. Berkeley, December 1941, page 34. Theodora, page 35. Feld, page 36. Rift, page 37. Four Hegeia, page 38. Bats, page 39. After the Death of Orpheus, page 40. July, page 41. Looking Back, page 42. The Night Journey, including Wakeful, including Islanded, page 45. Night Voices, page 46. Noctis Oceanus, page 47. Falling, including Company, page 48. Doze, page 49. Farther, page 50. Sleep, page 51. Dreaming, including Tracks, page 52. The People, page 53. Waking, including Seaward, page 54. So Far, including So Far, including 1. Planning, page 57. 2. The Boat, page 59. 3. The Food, page 60. 4. The Unknown Continent, page 61. 5. The Absolution, page 62. 6. Calm Sea, page 63. 7. The Course Kept, page 64. 8. Timor, page 65. 9. Intimations, page 66. 10. The Boat Itself, page 67. 11. Night, page 68. 12. Westering, page 69. In the Ninth Decade, including 3 Quatrains, page 73. Theory of Aging, page 74. The Old Novelist's Lament, page 75. All Abroad, page 76. Leaves, page 77. The Last Visit, page 78. Where the Ways Grew Narrow, page 79. The Desert Crossing, page 80. Walking the Maze, page 81. Desire and Fear, page 82. The Combat, page 83. Soul clap hands and louder sing, said Yeats, page 84. Ancestry, page 85. On the Western Shore, page 86. About the Author, page 89. So Far, So Good.